Well, listen, we have a whole load of people in studio, and guys, I'm going to defer to them for this first half of our program because we have just a lot of people here we want you to meet. And let me start off by introducing somebody who is no stranger to us, been here quite a bit before, and that's Steve Heyer. Steve, thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thanks, Foster. I appreciate you having us on again.
And very proud now. Hail to the victors, Valiant. We probably should be playing that. Gary would insist on that, I think, in the background. And looking at your shirt, I'm going to guess maybe two, you. But we're talking about the first robotics team that you have been coaching out in Clarkston. Team Rush 27 came back with some incredible honors. Just quickly, what do they come back with?
Really, we were a division finalist with our robot. We won the World Championship Chairman's Award, which gets us into the Hall of Fame. And
wow.
Cameron Razdar here sitting next to me is a Dean's List winner, one of 10 students out of several thousand in the world to take home really top honors as an individual.
That's fantastic. Cameron, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. It was really an honor to get that.
What role did you play on the team?
I'm one of the three team captains.
Okay.
And I also I was also one of the chairman's presenters for that chairman's award.
Wow.
So, and it was great to see that all the hard work we put in really paid off.
That really is neat. I will ask you a little bit, matter of fact, in a little while about where you're going to be taking this, but I'd like to introduce somebody to our conversation. As a matter of fact, maybe, Steve, you want to introduce him. He is the president of FIRST, the people who hosted this world championship. Don Bosey, why don't you let us know a little bit about him? And Don, welcome to the program.
Sure. Great. Welcome, Don. Don has an electrical engineering PhD from MIT. He's held various CEO and COO positions in high-tech industries, and last May he joined FIRST as the chief staff member, the president, the head cheese, so to speak, and he's our visionary leader who really conducts the day-to-day operations of the organization.
Don, thank you.
Good afternoon, Foster and Steve, and thanks for the nice introduction.
Glad to do it. Hey, listen, why don't you tell people, our audience has known FIRST through these young people who are here, especially this team Rush 27 from Clarkston, Michigan, which has performed so incredibly. But in addition to that, let's tell people a little bit about the story of FIRST.
Sure. So FIRST is a nonprofit organization that was founded 25 years ago by noted inventor Dean Kamen. And our mission is to inspire young people to become science and technology leaders and innovators. And so FIRST actually has a full progression of programs covering ages 6 through 18, starting with our junior FIRST LEGO League and FIRST LEGO League in the elementary schools, FIRST Tech Challenge in middle school, and FIRST Robotics Competition at the high school level. And you've obviously gotten to know us through many of the wonderful teams
yeah.
that participate in FIRST programs.
Right. FIRST, by the way, stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. And I know for our governor, and Steve, we saw this when Governor Snyder was in here, and there's a picture, matter of fact, we posted. That is extremely important for the future of our state, isn't it?
Yeah, the governor has been very supportive through grants to schools that have FIRST teams and stipends to teachers who coach those teams. We've actually been pushing to get more recognition from the state because teachers put a lot of time in. They
oh, yeah.
also have to get credits to keep their certification up. So we were able to put something through with Michigan Department of Education so they could get some of their continuing education credits from coaching.
Oh, I got it. I got you. Yeah, exactly. This kind of, I think, works hand-in-hand with the STEM notion, doesn't it? Science, technology,
engineering and math.
There you go. Those
Absolutely.
Programs that promote that.
Yeah, really, you know, girls and young people really need to look at STEM as an exciting career opportunity, something that they really want to aspire to and go into, something that's cool, exciting, innovative, not something that's hard and difficult that they want
right.
to shy away from, and really FIRST has done a lot to put that on the map.
Now, Don, the competition that just took place this last weekend in St. Louis, Missouri, give us some idea of the scope of that, the number of teams involved, and kind of the arena in which this was played.
Sure. So this is the culmination of our entire season. Much like a school sport, our season for certain programs goes from September through April. For FIRST Robotics, it's basically from January through April. And this is the culmination of all those programs. It's our world championship
wow.
in St. Louis, Missouri. 12,000 students, about 25,000 people overall. 400 FIRST Robotics teams out of more than 2,700 teams worldwide participated in the event in St. Louis, and it's it's a competition, but also a celebration. Really, helping these kids see how exciting science and technology can be, and how many other kids out there are you know thrilled by the same type of experience.
Oh, it's got to be an inspiration to them, too, especially catching headlines as it is, and certainly in our state, catching the imagination of our governor and many other people as well. Don, thank you so much for the leadership you've provided to FIRST. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with some of these championship people here. But, Don, congratulations to you and to FIRST for all the work that you've done.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate your support.
You're welcome. That's Don Bosse, who is the president of FIRST. Back with Steve Heyer and some of our champs here in studio from Team Rush and a team in Holland, Michigan, the Chaos Team, which did very well as well. Back in just a moment to talk with more of these talented young people on the Internet Advisor. It's the Internet Advisor. Foster Brown, Gary Binker, Cal Carson, Ed Riddell, Shane Hamlin, a whole bunch of people in here, and a lot of young people we're very, very proud of. You might have followed with us over the past month or so as we kind of been building towards this. Steve Heyer is our guest in studio here as a coach for the Team Rush 27, the FIRST Robotics team out of Clarkston, and they have, boy, they've got a lot to be proud of there, Steve. But in addition to that, there's some other young people in our state who have also performed remarkably, and we have a couple of them on the line with us. So let's welcome Brian Jung. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right. How about you?
Very well, sir. And we also have Noah Amon. Am I right, Noah?
Yep. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Now, you two guys, tell me, Noah, what team you represent?
So we're from Team 74, Holland Chaos. We're from Holland, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, I understand, did very, very well in the competition. Brian, where did you guys place?
We were, I think, 60th in our division, which was Curie. And we were picked by the number one alliance there, and we went all the way and won the entire world championship.
Wow. Now, give folks an idea what do you mean by you were picked by somebody and you went all the way with this alliance. How does that... Just kind of quickly explain how that works, Brian.
All right. So what they do is they rank teams based on how they do in like the qualification matches beforehand.
Right, right.
And the team that was, I think, ranked first, mm-hmm. they picked, they can pick like anybody who they want. Mm. So they picked Team 469, which is from Bloomfield Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And then like every other people... Every other team that's ranked high gets to pick another team.
Oh, I see. Yeah, kind of go around and do that. Okay, okay.
Yeah, and then they so they get to the number eight alliance, and then gets to do two picks in a row,
mm-hmm.
and then it comes back down the line to the number one captain.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they did differently this year than they have in years past is they introduced a fourth robot in the alliance, so that robot could be interchanged. Just in case I wanted to change the strategy. Yeah. And so the number one alliance picked us for that role.
Oh, sweet. So these alliances then essentially were the winning teams got to pick their teams, and they all got together then to form the final group that was going to be challenging for the World Championships. And you were part of that group there with your Holland, Michigan 74 Chaos team. So I just wanted to quickly have you folks on to make sure we saluted you and congratulated you guys both. What high schools do you go to out there in Holland?
I go to Holland High School.
Okay, you go to Holland High School. Is that Brian talking or Noah?
Brian.
Okay, Brian. And Noah, what school do you go to?
I go to Black River Public School. The team originally started as just a Holland team,
mm-hmm.
but last year they allowed Black River students on, and that's when I joined.
That's wonderful. Well, guys, congratulations to you. What year are you guys in? Are you seniors now?
We're both juniors.
Juniors. Okay, so there's lots to go. You guys are going to be taking the wisdom and the experience of being winners certainly forward with you. Congratulations to both of you and to your team, Holland 74 Chaos, Brian Jung and Noah Amon. So glad to have you guys with us, and congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Steve, let's come back to you and the crew in the studio here. Speaking of winners, Cameron Razdar is with you in studio. And let me introduce the other guys who are here. Cameron, why don't you go ahead and introduce them since they are teammates. Start with the folks who are to your right.
Definitely. So to my right is Derek Joslin. He is a sophomore on the team. Then is John Havel. He's one of our seniors. And Carter Zielinski wraps him up, and he's a junior.
Excellent. Nice going, guys. Well, tell me something. Let me start, let's see, over on this side with Carter, right?
Yeah.
Have I got Carter? Carter, you are a junior right now, right?
Yep.
Okay. And as a junior then, you have got some more time coming, like these guys we were just talking to as well. So what kind of things have you come away from this experience with? What to load you and get ready for next year.
Definitely. So this year has taught me a lot about presenting and given me a lot of self-confidence about talking in front of people. We're going to Washington, D.C., so yeah. So with self-confidence and being able to talk to judges and representatives, it's going to be a really good experience, and I've already learned a lot, and being able to present and talk confidently is a great skill that I'm hoping to carry on and teach more people about.
I don't think he's going to have any trouble, Steve. It sounds like you're doing really well right now in front of a microphone. John Havel, what is this thing in Washington you guys are going to?
It's called our National Advocacy Conference, our NAC. And so what we're doing is we're going to Washington, D.C., and we're taking, I think, 17 other teams with us to talk to our congressmen about STEM initiatives and FIRST Bills and ESEA, which is more commonly known as No Child Left Behind.
I got you. Now, Derek, is this, when you say 17 groups or 17 teams with you, from Michigan or from all over the place?
This is from all over the country. Our teams, we found them. We rallied for them at competitions. We actually had a meeting at the national championship in which we discussed with the teams what we were going to do at the NAC, and we showed them what we were going to do. And we're just trying to advocate for STEM from all across the states. That way we can cover our Congress.
I love it. And so, Cameron, is there going to be like a demonstration there? Are you going to go into Congress and show them how you get it done?
Yeah, so our first day is going to be really a training day. And then the next 2 days are going to be Capitol days where we're walking all over the place, walking fast, going to a lot of meetings, and hopefully making a difference.
Excellent. Will they get to see the robots in action, though? I'm wondering.
We definitely show them videos, okay. But it's a lot of
security.
Shipping, so.
Yeah, exactly. Some security problems.
Exactly.
Tossing people around with your robots, perhaps. So, Steve, this has been quite an event for all of you because your team now, I understand, is in the Hall of Fame.
That's right. It's a great honor for us. We qualify for the World Championship every year now, and there's a lot of other honors in terms of first we'll ask us for input and we'll have direction on the future of the games, the future of the program, and where we go from here. We have the opportunity to collaborate with the other Hall of Fame teams. How many other Hall of Fame teams are there?
Right now, I think there's 25 other Hall of Fame teams that we'll be working with. So, these are really great teams, world championship winning teams. So it's going to be a great experience for us.
That is impressive. Steve, what are you going to do for, keeping yourself busy from now on that the season is over?
Well, it's kind of a running joke around my house that my wife now gets her husband back. I think that's true to a large extent. My involvement, I'm just a mentor volunteer. We have two great coaches, Kyle and Dennis Hughes, that really coach the team and run things on a day-to-day basis. And my involvement has really been on the presentation side of things, on the speaking side, the business side of communications and marketing and how we package our message and deliver that, and then really with this Washington, D.C. conference. So my scope will be more limited, certainly.
I think you mentioned, or I'm pointing all sorts of places to different people's names, but...
Carter.
Carter, thank you. We didn't have name tags in here. You mentioned about presentation. It's more than just being able to tinker and put together a cool kind of a bot. It really is the whole package, because you have to go out, you have to raise funds. Am I understanding from this, too?
Our team specifically to raise funds, we have an event, our regatta, which is a cardboard and duct tape boat race.
Oh, I saw pictures of that. It's so cute. Yeah.
We get a list of our Chamber of Commerce of over 1,000 companies, and our students cold call them, and we give presentations, and we talk to them, and that's how I get a lot of self-confidence, and that's how we're teaching other kids to gain confidence as well.
John, has this changed people's attitudes in the school towards geeks?
That's a good question. I'd like to think so. People come up to us, and they're like, wow, you guys do these robots and stuff, and you guys are actually pretty confident. And, normally when people think of a nerd, they don't think of someone that's confident. They think of someone that's like curled up in the fetal position in the corner.
It's like, hey, dude, you call me a nerd? I'm a world-class nerd.
It's even gotten to the point where our team really sees, or our school really sees how valuable the team is, that we're getting applicants from all over the place with our school. So it's really great to see how much support we have.
That's interesting how kind of the success begets success in that sense, doesn't it? People want to get involved in this program because of the success that they see you have.
Yes. We see that, for example, in my first class, Spanish class, I see kids coming up all to me like, oh, what is this about? What is this robotics team? And it's just us winning nationals has given us tons of recognition. In fact, even my Boy Scout troop, I see that my my Scoutmaster is actually sending out emails to all the Boy Scouts saying, congratulations, you won, Derek. It's just amazing that this happened.
Okay, here's for your Spanish class. You can say to them, somos los campeones mundiales. All right, we're the champions of the world, and you can sing that along with Queen as well.
Definitely.
All right, Steve Heyer, thank you so much. Cameron Rasder, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks also to John Habel, Carter Zielinski, and Derek Joslin also for being, and all the rest of the members of Team Rush 27 for your great success.